today I'm doing a movie review on Godzilla from 2014, directed by Gareth Edwards, and has a deep cast, somewhat deep, of actors such as Bryan Cranston, you know, I don't even need to introduce him, he's the GOAT, Aaron Johnson, guy's kind of a clown, he's not in a lot of movies, but he was in Avengers Age of Ultron as Quicksilver, and then died at the same time because of Fox issues with Marvel. And then Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch in all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. But their roles in this, Bryan Cranston plays Aaron Johnson's dad. It was Aaron Johnson plays Ford, who's the quote-unquote main character of the movie. And Elizabeth Olsen is the wife to the Aaron Johnson's character, is Ford. This movie was, I mean, in all honesty, it was alright. I saw it when it first came out in theaters back in 2014. I was like a little kid. So what is it, 7 years ago? I can't even do math. It's too late. It's like Sunday night at 12:30. I was 7 when I was 16. I was 9. But I mean, I was probably like 10 at the time because it's like just turning 2021. That doesn't matter. Let's get into what I found out. What I found was good about the movie and what was bad. I'm gonna like go through all of it. And I'm sorry if I get out of place, but that's just how I am. I have a very complicated mind. Alright, first of all, we have some things I found good. The acting was great from Bryan Cranston and Elizabeth Olsen and some of the other characters that I'm not going to mention because you don't know them and I don't know them, so it doesn't matter. Bryan Cranston did a phenomenal job. I mean, the guy literally used to run TV with Malcolm in the Middle playing Malcolm's dad, and then his amazing role on Breaking Bad as Mr. White, or Walter White. So, I mean, there's no complaints about him. Aaron Johnson, he did alright in this movie. I feel like the writers kind of played him out as, like, this very boring, stiff, like, soldier that just has like, no sentimental values. I thought if they gave him more of an arc, I think a lot of people would appreciate him more because he's a good actor. But I mean, like, it doesn't matter how good of an actor you are, if you don't get like a certain script, like certain dialogue that will make you a better actor, it's gonna help, especially in the movie. I thought Elizabeth Olsen did her right. Like, she just played like the wife. Nothing really big going on there. What else? I think the way they scaled Godzilla in this film was phenomenal because they were able to like scale him to the right size, unlike in the 1998 movie with Matthew Broderick, the dude from Ferris Bueller. That movie was just like, it was all around awful. Like, probably one of the worst movies to come out of that year. But that movie, like, they scaled him so wrong. They made him look so bad. Like, there'd be certain scenes where Godzilla would be like this huge monster, and then there'd be scenes where he's right next to Matthew Broderick and it looks like he's the size of him. So, I mean, I think they did a great job on this. I think one of the things that I found the most interesting about this film was the way they perceived Godzilla and the other monsters, was that they actually made them as animals and not just some like creatures that are like these CGI monsters that are just gonna fight the whole time. I think that that's not the point of Godzilla. Godzilla is supposed to be an animal, and same with the creatures he fights, they're animals, so they act like animals do. So, like, the way Godzilla acts in this movie and, like, how he's perceived is almost, like, human-like traits.
I thought all around Godzilla from 2014 was an alright movie. I think that with the upcoming movies such as Godzilla vs. Kong, and that's why I'm doing all these. I'm going through Godzilla from 2014. Whatever came after that, like Godzilla vs. the other, I don't know what it was because I haven't seen it yet, so I have to see it. And then Kong Skull Island, which I loved. So I'm watching all three of those for the next 3 weeks, and then we're doing a review. And hopefully, we'll get my brother on this, who is busy. I don't know if he's in the other room, but I hope he hears me. Buddy was busy on the phone with some broad. So, yeah, we'll get him on here. Make it a little interesting. And just let me know what you guys think, what I could fix. It's a little awkward. It's my first podcast. I got to get used to it, so. Till next time.